Hi, everyone, and welcome to this morning's edition of the SoFi Daily Podcast. It's Friday, April 19th. Here's what you need to know to start the day. Let's begin with a quick review. U.S. stocks were mixed on Thursday, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite logging a five-day losing streak. The S&P 500 declined 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%, or 22 points, boosted by a near 3% gain from United Health. In company news, shares of Taiwan Semiconductor Company fell 4.9% after cutting its forecast for the semiconductor industry as a whole. Tesla saw its stock slide 3.6%, its fifth consecutive decline and lowest level since January 2023, after an analyst downgrade from Deutsche Bank, citing risks around the delay of its Model 2. Elsewhere, shares of Alaska Airlines jumped 4% after forecasting second quarter and full year earnings ahead of estimates, pointing to strong travel demand. Social media stocks, including Meta and Snap, both rallied 1.5% and 6.7% respectively after U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson indicated he would introduce a group of bills including a forced sale of Chinese-owned social media rival TikTok. Finally, the median existing home price increased 4.8% to $393,500 in March, a record high for the particular month. Here are a few headlines that should be on your radar. President Joe Biden said he would block Nippon Steel's acquisition of U.S. Steel and called for tariffs on Chinese imports to support the domestic industry and union jobs. Tesla said some laid-off employees received incorrectly low severance packages. Finally, Starbucks is redesigning its cold drink cups to use up to 20% less plastic. Here's what to be on the lookout for today. Procter & Gamble, American Express, and the world's largest offshore drilling company, Schlumberger, will report earnings. Last but not least, here is one non-finance-related thing we learned today. The Pope cannot be an organ donor. That's all we have for you today. We'll see you back here Monday morning. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out the SoFi app. Before we go, this communication from SoFi Wealth and The Street Sheet is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. Information contained within should not be perceived as a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party views reflected herein do not reflect the opinion of SoFi Wealth or its affiliates or The Street Sheet. All investments involve risk, and the past performance of a security does not guarantee future results or returns. There is always the potential for financial loss when investing in securities or other financial products. Investors should consider their investment objectives and risks before investing.